在线英语听力室 tinroom.com 欢迎您。
I'm Avi Arditi with Roseanne Skirbel, and this week on Wordmaster, Language in Action, we have two reports.
We start with a program in the International Business School at Brandeis University near Boston, Massachusetts. It helps introduce foreign students to American culture. Sally Herships has a story.
Wei Feng wants a job.But he says he's uncomfortable promoting himself in interviews.
In China, the employers like the employees to be hardworking and quiet. They want you speak only when they want you speak.
Feng, who is from the Shanghai area, is getting his MBA at Brandeis University, and he's looking for a job in the United States. But for foreigners, promoting themselves, making small talk, things Americans take for granted can be tricky.I asked Feng how he felt during his first few job interviews here.
Lost, actually, when I was in the conversation. I don't know where to go next.
Today is the last day of class. Students from around the world are setting up their final projects. In one corner, Isaac Ndalua stops to talk with fellow student Sheila Mutamba. Her project is learning to make American-style small talk.
So after all this, do you intend to take this back home?
Yes, I do, because I think small talk is very important in all, I mean, in different environments and cultures. It doesn't matter how it's perceived, but it's very important to create a rapport with people.
Ndalawa is from Uganda, Mutamba from Rwanda. Both say in the part of Africa they come from, you don't get chatty with strangers. Mutamba says now, after a semester's practice, she's becoming a more confident conversationalist.But she says her first attempt at making small talk was very different.
I was really feeling very awkward and very embarrassed.
As part of a homework assignment, she turned to a stranger in a restaurant and started talking about the weather.
So I keep trying to talk, but I have all these things in my head and I'm trying to be appropriate. I'm trying not to be nosy.
Back home, she says, things are more conservative.If a woman approaches a man, it could seem suggestive.
They don't know the rules. They don't know the script.
Andrew Malinsky created the Brandeis program. The organizational behavior professor explains that even when workers are qualified, if they don't know what the norms of the culture are, they can end up looking socially incompetent. That was the case with a Russian engineer he worked with who had 17 unsuccessful job interviews.Malinsky says she was extremely qualified.
But she kept failing on the interview, and she would get feedback that she wasn't a great fit.
The rules for appropriate behavior in a traditional Russian job interview, he says, are to be honest, modest, and serious. The engineer told him smiling was inappropriate.
You know, all this silly, friendly behavior, if you smile in my culture like this, you look like a fool.
But in our culture, it gets you a job.
That's right.Or at least it gives you a chance.
I'm Sally Herships in New York.
Now we move on to another kind of language that can help people express themselves. As VOA's Susan Logue tells us, it's a computer language called Scratch.
Go ahead, click the green flag.
Jeff Elkner's students are creating their own animated stories using Scratch.Most of them are learning English as a second language.
How did Ali do it?
Elkner, a computer science teacher in Arlington, Virginia, introduced Scratch to his students in March.
At first, I wanted to introduce Scratch to teach programming. And what we found when we were working with Scratch was that it was actually amazingly good at teaching language skills.
That doesn't surprise Karen Brennan, a Scratch project leader at MIT's Media Lab where Scratch was developed.
We have so many opportunities to be consumers of media, but we like to think everyone should be able to create their own media.
Scratch is an object-oriented language designed to be simple enough for anyone to use. Instead of writing commands out, users choose from commands that come with the program.There's also a library of visual elements included in the program. There are characters, interior and exterior settings to put them in, and objects they can manipulate. Anyone can download Scratch for free at scratch.mit.edu. Everyone who uses Scratch is encouraged to share their projects. More than 400,000 have been posted on the website in the past 2 years. I'm Susan Logue.
And that's Wordmaster for this week.
Check out our archives at voanews.com/wordmaster. With Avi Arditi, I'm Roseanne Scherble.